Hi, this is Olivia from ExperienceMistress.com. Are you a sissy? There are lots of blogs about being a sissy. Think of all the fetish, kink, and porn sites aimed at those who identify as a sissy. Porn sites are designed to fit people into fetish boxes. That doesn't do any good for the person who doesn't know exactly what to call himself or herself. After all, when you like to wear women's lingerie, it's not one size fits all. I also caution people to view porn with a grain of salt because porn is hot, but it's not real. So, you might not know whether or not you're a sissy. Does lingerie make your heart race and your skin tingle? You might or might not be a sissy. That's why it's important to talk with a mistress who has experience with feminization and sissification. This girly girl found that out after instructions from her mistress. She says, "It's hard to say when I found out I was a sissy because I didn't always associate with that word. I wore my sister's panties. I saw a mistress in college. I have seen TS lovers. I began to recognize myself as a sissy around the time of my first wig purchase and trip out of town." Mistress instructions help you discover who you are. I get to know each caller. I will often get an intuitive sense of where to push you and how to test out where I think you should explore. I will generally give you instructions to find out if I'm right. Here's one example from that same sissy. I was instructed by Mistress Olivia to get a full female makeover at a MAC store. I entered as a man with a wig and some clothes in a bag. I sat in the chair, explained what I was looking for, and the artist was happy to help. She made me look beautiful and told me a couple of places to go where I could have some fun and feel comfortable. I looked deep into my eyes when I was in full makeup and had the wig on. I was beautiful and felt it in the pit of my stomach. There was a moment of self-recognition that I am a sissy. What feminization instructions will I give you? Depends on what we talk about. So let's talk. And you can find out when you dial 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.